This is Marfa Public Radio. When you think of delivering your wish list to Santa, you probably imagine heading to a mall, waiting in line, and letting good old Kris Kringle know what you want for Christmas in person. But every holiday season for the last 12 years, kids in Alpine have given their wish list to Santa in an unconventional way. Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales reports.
This year, you might find Santa's Village, or something like it, in a retrofitted RV outside the True Value Hardware store in Alpine.
Hello, Santa. This is K5FD.
You won't find any reindeer inside. No tinsel or Christmas lights. Just a ham radio on a countertop. And that's how you talk to Santa.
Hello, hello again, Rob.
Rob Kanukin is the helper elf here, talking to the big man up north. He's with the Big Bend Amateur Radio Club. To get kids on the line with Kris Kringle, his group has set up a communication network they call SantaNet.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Marcus. Tell me how old you are.
I'm 10 years old.
Oh, it's good to be 10, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Marcus Ramirez is here with his parents. He says talking to Santa was, well, like every kid's experience talking to Santa.
It was fun and kind of embarrassing.
He says delivering his wish list to Santa via ham radio was kind of weird and old-timey. He's never done it before, but he thinks maybe his dad has.
I don't think ham radio is quite as magical as it had been, say, 30 years ago. But nonetheless, it's a unique experience.
That's Rob Kanukin, the radio elf from earlier. For the last 12 years, Kanukin and the Amateur Radio Club have been doing this, getting kids like Marcus in touch with Santa.
And an ulterior motive always is if we get a new generation interested in continuing this legacy of amateur radio operation and public service and camaraderie that comes with it.
Ham radio works a lot like any other AM/FM broadcast you might pick up in your car or on your home stereo. Except it operates on a different range of frequencies. You need a special radio to pick up the signal.
We can provide emergency communication where cell phone signals aren't available out in those areas.
Emergencies like the historic Rock House Fire. It burned more than 300,000 acres of West Texas grassland in 2011. At that time, the group helped relay messages about road closures and the location of the fire to emergency personnel. It can all be pretty serious, but today it's all about getting kids excited about ham radio and Santa Claus.
Anybody want to talk to Santa Claus on the radio?
We all do, yes, sir.
All right.
By the end of the night, about 10 kids came through to visit Santa Claus, and I couldn't miss up my chance.
Hey, we have a big kid here. His name is Carlos Morales, and he's from Marfa Public Radio. And so I'm just showing him how we get a hold of Santa Claus.
So just hold that down.
Key that mic when you're ready to talk. Put it up close to your mouth.
Hi, Santa. Just wondering if I've been good enough. Am I on the good list here? That's my big question.
Well, Carlos, I was looking at my list here, and I'm not so sure about you. Are you going to straighten up for the rest of the year?
There's not a whole lot of time left before the end of the year, so I guess I better be good. In West Texas, I'm Carlos Morales.